A major winter storm is making its way up the East Coast. 6 to 10 inches of snow is expected in the New York City area, with 14 inches possible in parts of New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Not to be outdone, the Midwest is shivering through the arrival of another low-pressure system, which is bringing low temperatures and snow to that part of the country. Sounds pretty bad, but residents of the East and Midwest won't get much sympathy from commentator Laura Lorson.
The people of Minnesota or the Upper Peninsula or Maine all talk about their winter woes, but I have to tell you, they've got nothing on the Central Plains. True, I grew up in a place where my dad would mutter, "Oh, it's brutal," under his breath when it got to be 40 degrees, but seriously, we don't have a big ice fishing tradition, but that doesn't mean that you can't spit and have it freeze before it hits the ground out here. Our notable feature out here is the wind. It's constant. It's mindless. It's vicious. Kids who have trouble with their times tables nonetheless learn how to calculate wind chill readings in their heads. The wind feels vindictive, and it's hard not to think of it as having evil, personal, angry intent. It's completely normal to hear perfectly rational people screaming, "Stop it!" at the wind as they try to walk in the wintertime. Native Kansans invariably have a whole set of gruesome, horrifying stories about grandparents who got caught out in an unexpected blizzard and had to, I don't know, spend the night in a haystack or eat gravel when they got stuck in a snowdrift or something. For the life of me, I cannot figure out the pioneers who got out here, took a look around, and decided, yep, this is the place. Blistering, nightmarishly hot summers, brutal, punishing winters, 1 week of fall, 1 week of spring. Yeah, this is great. Sign me up. We also have the added benefit of frequent ice storms. Lawrence, Kansas is, contrary to public perception, a town with very steep hills, so you need to be comfortable with the sensation of ice skating if you want to get anywhere in the winter. This also means that we're prone to cancel school. When I was the local host of Morning Edition, long stretches of winter weather made me a total celebrity with everyone in town under the age of 16. The downside of this is that I actually had to get to the radio station in order to be the voice of winter authority, closing schools right and left. The upside is that I used to get fan mail from second graders. "You cancel school! You rock! Can you get me out of my English test on Wednesday?" I take the calls from the pragmatic, laconic, ultra-low-tech school superintendents. "No school for Tonganoxie, couldn't get out of my driveway. No school for Prairie Village, can't see my deck." I missed being the one curled up in bed, listening to the radio, praying, let my school be next. Let today be the day I can stay in, out of the wind. Let today be a day for cocoa and soup and daytime television and reading in bed. The prayer of kids in every state, whether it's a traditional winter weather powerhouse or just plain Kansas.
Laura Lorson is the local All Things Considered host at Kansas Public Radio in Lawrence, where the forecast low tonight is 15 with gusty winds out of the north.